USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American Jobs Plan won't mean tax increases for Americans making under $400,000 a year. That's what President Biden told Americans as he laid out his infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh. Reaction coming into Biden's speech, including from Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
This has been an administration of the government, by the government, for the government. The only thing it appears they're in favor of is more government spending, more taxes, and more government power over your lives.
Border Patrol agents are struggling to deal with the surge in illegal immigrants crossing into the United States from Mexico. That's according to Republican Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar. Cuellar telling the Epoch Times many agents have been moved to processing centers to take care of the higher numbers of immigrants illegally crossing the border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A new study shows promising results against new COVID-19 variants.
A new study from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases showed evidence that the COVID vaccines will provide protection against the new variants of the virus. The study found that patients who had recovered after being infected by variants from the UK, South Africa, and Brazil all retained their immune response to the virus. The report stressed that a larger study was needed, as only 30 patients were examined, but said that the data would be valuable towards seeing whether booster shots will need to be developed. From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A juror says she suffered a stress-related reaction during the Derek Chauvin trial on Wednesday. A pool reporter inside the courtroom saying the court took an abrupt break after a juror stood up, waved her hands, and seemed flush and possibly ill. After about 20 minutes, a female juror took the stand and said for the record she had suffered what the judge called a stress-related reaction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Trump releasing a statement on Wednesday responding to the White House infrastructure bill, which he said would introduce new taxes and said it's among the largest self-inflicted economic wounds in history. The former president also sitting down with his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, and was asked if there's hope that the former president will run again in 2024.
You do have hope. That I can tell you. You do have hope. We love our country, this country. We all owe a lot to our country, but now we have to help our country. And we were there. We were so good. What we did with Iran, what we did with China, we were all set to do some great things. And then you see what's going on right now. China treated our representatives last week with such, in Alaska, with such tremendous disrespect. They never talked to me that way.
Wisconsin no longer has a mask mandate. The state Supreme Court blocking Democrat Governor Tony Evers' court order, saying it exceeded his authority to issue multiple emergency declarations. The mandate was set to expire next Monday, but now it ends immediately. And finally, back on this date, in 1889, the Eiffel Tower is dedicated in Paris in a ceremony presided over by Gustave Eiffel, the tower's designer, and attended by the French Prime Minister and a handful of other dignitaries. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.